last week or within the last couple of weeks, right? Don had money taken right out of his car. Your car door was open. Somebody had been ruffling through your car. So I'm just a little sketchy about the Bi-Mart parking lot, right? So I'm walking out, and so I see these guys, and I pass this pickup that's parked, and I get on the other side of the pickup, and I'm watching these guys through the window, you know? So I'm by this pickup just kind of watching, trying to figure out if these guys, I'm just alert, right? And I'm just kind of watching them, and they're doing sketchy things, and all of a sudden, the horn goes off on that pickup. Like, what? So I move up a little closer. Beep! What is happening? And some lady sees me by her pickup, wonders what this crazy, now I'm the sketchy guy. And she's beep, beep. And she finally goes, I go, are you honking your horn? She goes, well, I thought you were a weirdo by my truck. Like, yeah, well, you nailed that. And so I told her about what had been happening. And so her name is Tammy, right? Real nice lady. And I says, well, are you from around here? You know, I'm the pastor of that church right down there. You know, we'd love to see you. And she goes, well, she's from Drain. Where's that? It's a ways away. So she's, I've seen it on the sign. So she's telling me about their life. And I'm saying, how's your walk with God? And are you growing? She said, well, we've been looking for a church. You know, we've been looking for a church. We just got there from Elkton or something. I forget where she said they were. But now they're in Drain. And her husband came across a couple of churches she's interested in. But he said churches just don't teach the word anymore. They just don't teach it. And he wants to be sure the pastor knows the word and they teach the word. And I said, I've got a book that I want to encourage you to read. It might be fun. And what book do you think I told her about? The Cure. I think it's a great book, and I've got a lot of great books, but that's right now on the top of my list. So I told her all about it, and then I told her my little story. It's an allegory of a guy walking down the street of life, comes to the T, and he can either go to the room of good intention or the room of grace. And she was like, that's awesome, you know. I want you to tell my husband about this. And she said, we're here from Drano for her grandchild's 1-year birthday is going to happen in the park, right? So she said, and my husband will be there at 11 o'clock because it was like 7:30. I just got done working out and stopped by Bi-Mart to get something. I said, okay, I'll be there at 11:30. I don't know my schedule, but I set a timer, right? 11:30, I go down there. And she introduced me to her husband, and he and I go and sit at a picnic table, the same picnic table, by the way, that we had sat just a couple days before eating barbecue. How many of you got to go to the barbecue? Wasn't it incredible? I mean, we had the best time and met some wonderful people and got to share the Lord a couple of times, and it was so much fun. Anyway, so I meet her husband. His name is Gary. Her name's Tammy. And we're talking. He's one of the most religious people I've ever met. He doesn't even know the Lord. And he's highly religious. He's mad because nobody's teaching the word, but he doesn't know the first thing about the word. He can't. So tell me, Gary, in your mind, what is a Christian? What is a Christian? I don't know. But the guy, it was a weird situation. I met with him because I wanted to kind of tell him to read The Cure. And he can't read The Cure. He doesn't even read the Bible. He doesn't know anything about Christianity or anything. He just knows that he's not a Muslim, so he must be a Christian, and that Christians, they need to teach the word better. Dude, you don't even know the word. When was the last time you read, well, I'm very, very busy, I'm very busy. I said, look, first thing you need to do is get saved. I don't think you're a Christian. Second thing you need to do is start reading your Bible. I don't care how busy you are. You can carve out 5 minutes. Just sit down with the Lord, 5 minutes in the word and pray. That's better than nothing, right? So I didn't mean to be harsh on him, but he started crying and goes, you're right, I don't think I do know the Lord. I said, well, let's pray. And so we prayed. I prayed that he would get to know the Lord. I don't know if something happened or not. He cried and he said, thank you. And then it was time for them to cut the birthday cake and he had to go. I was there exactly an hour. The Lord called me there for an hour. I met Gary. We prayed and I'm gone. I have his phone number and email and all that. So I'll send him something. What a weird encounter. It didn't go the way I thought it would, but I found out there was a guy somehow in his soul thirsty for something. Thirsty for something. And I planted some seeds. That all happened because I was hiding behind a truck at Bi-Mart. Now, I tell you that whole strange story because there's no ending yet. You know, it's still moving on. But to say, we are God's emissaries. We are God's spokesmen. Wherever you are, even hiding behind a pickup at Bi-Mart is a place for evangelism. It's a place to share Christ. It's a place to help people. People are thirsty for something real. They're thirsty to break through the barrier. That's why the Way exists. This is not a normal church. I hope you understand that. We don't do normal church things. There's a lot of stuff that we do that is very normal. You see in Scripture. But there's a lot of stuff that's a little uncomfortable and a little odd. You know, we do some things that are a little odd, and it's going to get odder as we get more comfortable. But I say all that to say we don't want to be religious. We don't want to be so about, you know, whatever that is that makes you judgmental or resistant to whatever it is God wants to do in your life. Because God's moving. Don't miss it. And can I share a little bit about you, Maria? Just what we were praying about? That'd be all right? So Maria's a little struggling. She loves the Lord very much. She's very passionate. And she loves the Lord very much. But she's concerned because every once in a while she drinks a little bit and smokes a little bit because it's kind of her release and it's kind of a connecting time with her husband. They, you know, he's a terrible influence. You can see that. And he's like, his name is Adam. But so she's wondering if she's in hot water with the Lord. Is she in hot water with the Lord? Why? Because she lives in grace. Because God is, when God sees her, he sees Jesus. And he's like, look, if you got to smoke right now, if you got to drink right now, she's not a drunkard. She's not hooked. It's just, it's in her mind uncomfortable and not what she wants to be doing. And she sees it as a damning, shaming thing in her walk with God. Does God see that? God sees a beautiful woman of God. Hallelujah. God sees a beautiful, mighty woman of God, and he's going to use her. Just keep shining your light. But, you know, if Satan could come in there and go, you know what, Maria? You stink, and you're no good, and da-da-da-da-da. Guess what's going to happen to Maria? No more shining light. Fear to even speak the things of God, because who am I to speak the things of God? You guys, it's that shame that keeps us from being mighty and dynamic in God. It says, therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When they see you, you're in Christ. Now God sees Christ. That's all he sees. You're in Christ. So we're done with that shame, right? Done. Fini, right? And now shine your light, Maria, because that's what you're created to do. Obviously, when you stood up a minute ago and shared with this body, we all felt that this is not a normal person. She's very dynamic. She's got the Spirit. And you got to use that. You got to use that. Don't let the enemy lie to you, okay? You got a beautiful family. Shine your love, okay? But that's the warfare that we're in right now. The enemy wants to lie to you. He wants to call you names. He wants to beat you down. And so you, my dear family of God, may have spent some time this week examining yourself and realizing you don't really match up good enough. Maybe you did or thought stuff that really isn't real Christian stuff. I don't know what you did this week or what you thought, but that's the enemy. You do dumb things. You do get off the rail now and then. You do, you know, have weak times, whatever. I don't want to be too specific, otherwise Sherry will be embarrassed. She's a drunken lush, and let's be honest. Judy, I'm just kidding. Judy, say, I'm sitting next to a drunken lush. No, you're not. She's a wonderful woman of God. And you know that. We're having fun. But listen, the enemy will try to take that from you. And if he can, then you're not dynamic anymore. Then you don't go to the park and meet some Gary guy. The reason I did that is because I knew God's at work. I don't know what he's going to do. I mean, I had to take time out of my schedule and go see Gary. I don't know this guy. I don't know where it's going to go. I don't know anything. I just know I'm supposed to meet with Gary. So I did it. Please be open to that. It's going to interrupt your life. It's going to interrupt your plans. It's going to interrupt your schedule. That's Christianity. That's walking in the Spirit. You never know what he's going to do. So your car breaks down on the side of the road and it's really messing up your plan. And then the tow truck driver shows up and you get to share Christ and you go, huh, my flat tire led him to the kingdom. It was a big nuisance for me, a big headache for me, and somebody's in the kingdom. And that's how it works, because you're in the moment. You're in the flow of the Spirit.
Wow.
His students? You know, God works in such crazy ways. Ah, here's a good story. Our friend Nick, who raises cats, his cat had kittens, and a ton of us ended up with kittens. Thank you very much, Nick. You've brought joy to all of us. You know, he's like wanting to grow in his life and thirsty for things. And he says to Dave, hey, can I come and meet with you, just hang out, you know? So he goes to Dave's place. And what ended up happening? He gives his life to Christ. Amen. You guys, that's exciting. That's kingdom work. Dave didn't know what was going to happen. None of us knew what was going to happen. Nick didn't know what was going to happen. And now you're on a journey that's going to be so fun, so dynamic, so life-changing. In fact, I hope to get him baptized next week or the following. We'll get that going. Today we have a baptism with these two young ladies. Both of them know Christ. This is my daughter, Ryan. You all know her. And her dear friend, Tater Tot. I mean, I call her Tater Tot. It's Peyton Elizabeth Rosales. Yeah, beautiful. She's a quiet girl in public. She's crazy when she's with my daughter and nobody's watching. They're both nuts. They're very dynamic girls. But so this week I've been kind of grilling them. You guys want to be baptized? Why? What's up? What's going on? Where's your walk with God? Where's your heart? And she's a quiet one in public. Have you seen her? Have you run her? She doesn't talk much. She's got a big heart, dynamic girl. Probably the best friend Ryan's ever had in her life. So she's visiting from Olympia. She's here for 2 weeks just to hang. Now, guess what I brought? This really cracks me up. Well, I'm not going to say anything yet. I have her Bible. I have your pink Bible. I'm going to show it off, Peyton. So I'm like, what is this Bible? It's got some markers in it. And she's like, well, she's just listening to the voice of God. So sometimes she'll just hold her Bible. What do you do? She just lets the Lord blow it in the wind. And then she goes, I'm supposed to read something here. That's weird, you guys. Don't make that your Bible study. But God can work through that. And I thought, this girl has such a hunger and a thirst for the things of God. She holds her Bible in the winds and said, what do you want to say to me, God? That moved me. Yeah, the context. Well, amen. Amen. Now, I got to show you her Bible because she puts little pink tabs every time the Lord speaks to her. Have you ever seen anything like that? And when you open it, because she's underlined this stuff. She's gone in there and listened and said, what else is being said? And what else is being said? What are you saying to me, Lord? This girl has such a hunger for God. You wouldn't know it. She doesn't even know it. She doesn't know how incredible this is to me, her little pink Bible. No, this is a journey she's been on. And Peyton, you're going to get baptized today. She wanted to do that and to just really seal the deal. Now, listen, baptism is not getting saved, right? Baptism is saying, I love the Lord, my life is His, and I want to say that to everybody. I want to say that to everybody for two reasons. I want you to watch me and go, you said you were a Christian, Peyton, but I'm not seeing it. If I get off the path, nudge me. And it's also to say, and you can live it too. You can have it too. Christ is real. He's transformational. He speaks to me in the wind, and I'm willing to follow Him. Are you? That's what baptism is. It's standing up declaring, yes, I love the Lord. Yes, I'd love for you to join me in this journey because it's life-changing. And Isn't that something? All right, you girls going back. They're going to get ready to be baptized. And then my wife's going to open the curtain. Oh, somebody's got to hold your telephone. And my wife is live streaming this. We got to get you a... there, Adam, you've been elected. You can turn it on yourself for a little while if you want. Oh, man. Well, listen, I think we're a little bit off the Ephesians right now. We good with that? God's doing something different. Are you okay, Betty? No? Should I do some Ephesians? Because we can. I just want you guys to be a part of this baptism and understand our family. You know, we want to see the Bible taught. We want to get into the Word. I get it. We all do. We love the Word. We love the Lord. But He is the Word. And when we're sharing, this is the Word. Don't mistake this for Him. This is a nice tool, and we're glad we have it. And it's very authoritative, very powerful in our lives. But this is the Word. This is it. And you've got to know that. So now as we go to baptize, to have the girls baptized, you guys get to be a part of that. Dave, take over this area. I'm going to slip in the back. We filled the baptistry up with water. It's been heating all night, so it should be up to about 30 degrees. The girls will love it. Oh, all right, go ahead and open that window, babe.
Whoa, I can hear Mike. Oh, now I can hear me too.
I'm still on.
So,
you can't get rid of me, Dave.
What, are we all ready?
Ah,
we are already.
I feel like I'm part of a puppet show. Yeah, thank you very much. Is that good, everybody? Everybody can see? More open? She's right here.
More open.
More open. Okay, go more open. Boy. There, is that better? Well, this is my daughter, Ryan. And you might go ahead and stand up. Say hi to everybody. Now, Ryan, do you love the Lord Jesus? Is He your Savior, your Lord? Yeah, say it to them. I was going to have a handheld microphone, but you can say it right here.
Yes.
Ryan loves the Lord. Her whole life exudes that. And we've been watching her for a long time. She was baptized once before, a couple years ago at a camp. You don't have to be baptized more than once. But she wanted to be baptized as a part of this family. For her history, for your history, and she wanted to do it here. I want to be baptized here, and she wanted me to be the one that did it. So that's really cool. Go ahead and turn your sideways thing. Ryan, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a symbol of death, burial, and resurrection. It's a symbol. Nothing is changing in her walk with God, except that it says in the Word, to be baptized. And so out of obedience to that, and out of the joy of the Lord, she's being baptized to declare her faith in Christ, her love for the Lord, and her love for the family of God. Amen? So with that, let's be baptized in Jesus' name. Give it a little time, because she's a bit of a brat, and she's okay getting it all out. Amen. Good job. Just stand there and drip for a bit. Okay, Peyton. Peyton, you're going to get baptized. This is Peyton Elizabeth Rosales. She's semi-Mexican. Do you love the Lord? See, He's your Savior, your Master. You got the Holy Spirit living in you. You want to grow and shine His light and love. And this is your declaration to the world. I love Jesus. Amen. All right, do your sideways thing. I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You ready? Take a deep one. Now, this is a troubled kid, so she's got to stay down a lot longer. You okay? Amen. Now, they will get a certificate with the date on it and something that they can remember, put inside their Bible, and remember they were baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And you were all part of it. Thank you very much. God bless you. And I'm coming right back out. And oh, check this out. Oh, yeah, I got it, Dave. Oh, my goodness. Hey, guys, isn't it fun to see people baptized? It gives me goosebumps. It makes me cry. It's joyous. That's something they'll remember the rest of their life. That's something you'll remember. And it just etches it in. God is good. God is moving. You see, these two 14-year-old girls, they're going to live the rest of their life shining the love and the light and the glory of God. And you are part of that moment. Next week, maybe it'll be Nick. Nick, we'll get him going. And then remember, Dave got saved. And he's planning on week after next being baptized. God is on the move. How many people have you seen baptized in the last year? What? None. Hopefully we're going to see this on a regular basis as people are. God's moving, you guys. He's tearing down walls. He's building bridges. He's transforming people's hearts and souls and minds. He's at work even in the Bi-Mart parking lot. God's doing stuff. So with that, let's stand together and have a closing prayer. Oh, Father, this day is wild. You're doing things that we can't follow, we can't plan. We're just waiting on you. You're a mighty God, glorious God, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen. Now, before we go, I want to mention a couple other things. You can sit back down because I want to make sure that you know this stuff. Our AC got fixed. That's a big deal. It's a big deal. They took out all this stuff and that big AC unit there. They replaced it. They made these are just air returns. They put filters in here so our air is newly filtered, and they're openable and they're changeable. And we know it works because when Dave and I came in this morning, it was 53 in here. Because somehow the clock on that thing had it running all night. We haven't programmed the clock. That's a praise. Praise the Lord. I mean, thank you, Jesus. And that God's given us the funds for that. I mean, it's so cool. I moved my motorhome from there. I didn't like it there. We put it over here. And as I got it situated, I need to just pull back 8 feet. It won't move. It won't budge. There's an auto lock on the braking system that somehow kicked in, and it won't move forward or backwards. So I've been all over the internet, found out what this thing is. It's so funny. I only had 8 feet to go, but it's locked right there. So if you're wondering why it's pulled out so far, it's stuck. But we got a local guy I met at Bi-Mart. It's so funny. He was in line ahead of me, and he happens to be an RV mobile mechanic. So we're going to get him this week to come out and fix that. It's probably not a big deal, but it needs to be fixed. And my AC doesn't work. It burned out too. So we'll get that fixed. God's working. But in the meantime, Ron and Anita gave me a floor unit, and so did Carol, that we can use. So we're covered there. Thank you, Jesus. And what are other things I need to say about? By the way, this baptistry had a drain problem. Of course, my dear friend George crawls underneath the whole church and he fixed it for us and got it dialed in. But he was willing to put all new drains and plugs, and we found out there was just an easier way, and he just routed it outside. But if there's anybody that's Johnny on the spot, it's this guy. I just cannot believe what you do, George. Don't mention something to George unless you intend for something to happen, because something will happen if you mention it to George. I've never met a guy like that, so I'm super impressed. And I thank all the rest of you for doing the stuff that you do here. You know, Barry's back there running sound. You don't know he's there because he's doing a great job. He's running the slides. Great job. We got guys like Tyler Tennis that comes up here and leads worship in such a gentle and wonderful way. We've got folks on Friday night that come here with their instruments, willing to learn and work hard and learn songs, because we're going to have a worship team real soon that's going to be working on Sundays. We've got poor Julie dealing with all this, because musicians are weird people, if you haven't found that out. They're hard to corral. It's like corralling cats. not easy to do. She's doing a phenomenal job. Plus, she's teaching. She's teaching me music. She's teaching me. She's teaching all of us. And so I really appreciate that. You don't know that's happening unless you're part of it. But this kind of stuff is happening all the time. And then you got Dave coming here who's got more stuff going on in his life than anybody I know. And he's constantly making himself available to go get this or fix that or run this down. And he's part of that worship thing that's going on too. Love it. And then the elders are always meeting and talking, and God's doing stuff with us. There's stuff going on, you guys. God is good. He's moving. I just want to give you that report. Small but mighty. Really. God's laying a foundation. This is it, and it's tremendous. I couldn't be more happy in all my ministry years. This is it. This is the favorite place I've ever been, the favorite group of people. And Dave and I were talking this morning. We don't have time to breathe. God is doing so much. And, our dear friend Jordan, the guy that walks in the middle of service and wanders around, great guy. Really like him. But it's not working for him. So I made him a deal that if he doesn't come on Sunday, I'll go to his house on Wednesday. Because he's just looking for some fellowship and some depth. And he's not getting it here on Sunday because I'm busy. And he can't stay involved. He's ADHDDH. So he's got a lot going on. So be praying for Jordan. Because his mom, she's excited to have me come to their house at 11 on Wednesday and spend an hour with Jordan and pray with him and all that. That's a miracle, you guys. It's a miracle. There's a lot to this story, a lot, some of which I cannot tell you, but it's deep and it's incredible. But God is moving, and we'll see what happens on Wednesday. So if you think of it, pray for me as I meet with him. But you see all the stuff that goes on that you don't know. It's going on constantly. God's doing stuff all the time, and we get to be a part of it. It's thrilling. So thank you for having me here, and my wife, and my family. Thank you for being the way, church. It is phenomenal. And I thank you for your patience, because I know we're still trying to do this intro to Ephesians so that we can get into Ephesians, so that we can study Ephesians. We'll get there. We will. Don't lose patience. God's doing wonderful things. That's it. Everything's good. There's a temporary calendar on the podium. Grab one. We just found out four or five things that we need to tune up. So there'll be another color printed next week. So take that with you for this week and get ready to throw it away, because we're going to get a more detailed calendar. If there are calendar items that I don't know about, please come and talk to me. Put it on one of these pink things. They're at the sound booth. Let me know. And let me or Dave or our wives know. But we want to be accurate. So Nick, thanks for letting us make you the center and goof around next week. I can't wait to baptize you. And I won't hold you under as long as the girls. They needed it. They needed it. So. You give me a cat, I will baptize you too. So anyway, this has been really, let me say one more prayer just of thanks. God, you are awesome. You are wonderful. This is so much fun. Thank you for letting us be part of it. And continue to bless. I pray you give the strength and restoration to Tyler that he needs. He's had a long, tough week, as so many of us have. It's been wild. I thank you so much for our sound guy back there working so hard. I know he's had a long, long week. And just Barry and Shawnee are so wonderful. And I thank you. They're part of this. And for their friends being here today. It was so much fun. Continue to bless Maria and grow her in her peace. Get rid of that anxiety that the enemy sends and let her experience that peace of God which passes understanding, and let her light shine. You're doing so much. We just praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Gloria a Dios. All right. Now hang out and have fun with each other.